Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Vav, four lines from the top of Daf Vav and Aleph, and Daf Hei and Beis, we learned, Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav Yaakov Ba'idi, Amar Rav Shum Alevi, Mishum Ba'kapara, Rav Gamliel Beis Dinoi, Nimno, Ashkita Skuti Basura, that Rav Gamliel and his Bezdin made a takana, that even in the case of Yisrael Eman Al-Gabov, that the Shkita Skuti would be puzzle. And we then saw, Rav Nachman Ba'itzchak said, in the name of Rav Asi, that Aniri Isis Rav Yechanan, She'ochum Shkita Skuti, that Af Rav Asi, Ochum Shkita Skuti, and as we saw from Rabbi Zeira that he was patient for himself, that although both Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Asi knew about the Gzeira of Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin, however, they were not mekabel that Gzeira, and as we will see further in Agamara now begins, my time Megazu b'Rabbanon, and if we hold that Kutim were Geri Emes, then what is the reason that they made Gzeira that Shechitas Kuti would be possible? And the Gemara explains, Gehad Rabbi Shimon ben Elaza, Shadra Amei Lasu Yechamim Beikutai, that it was a story where Amei sent Rabbi Shimon ben Elaza to bring wine from the house of a kuti, Ashkei Ha'usaba, and this older person found Rav Shimon Elazar and met Rav Shimon Elazar and Amalei, and he quoted a pasuk in Mishlei that states V'samta Sakim Bleicha in Bal Nefesh Ata, and as Rashi in Masechtas Pesachim on Daf Mem Amud Aleph explains Bal Nefesh Chosid and Svarim Achirim Yori Shemayim Achored Al Nafshai, and the pasuk tells us that if someone is a Bal Nefesh, then they should place a sword by the jaw, and you should not drink this wine. And as Rashi means Bleicha. The Gemara continues. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar went and reported this story to Rav Meir, and because of this story, so Rav Meir made a gzira on the kutim that we would not be able to use the yayin. The Gemara continues. And my time, and what is the reason of this zaking that he said it's us to drink their wine? And Amram Nachman Yitzchak to Musyoyin and Matzolah and Borei Shagrizim Shoyo Evdenaisa. This was because many kutim lived by Hagrizim, and he found the form of a dove on top of Hagrizim, and they were serving this dove as Avodah Zarah, and therefore they are Murmullah Avodah Zkechavim. And as the Gemara continues, that even though the Kutim that lived on Hagrizim were only a meat of the Kutim, however, a male Tameh, the Chayesh Limuta, and as we find in Mesechtis of Amais, Benegir being Choshesh, that a woman is an idleness, the Gazaruba Atamuta, and therefore they were goes on the Yain of Kutim, and Rav Gamliel Beis Dinoi Nami Krameis Firulu, and Rav Gamliel and Bezin also agreed to Mayor, and they extended this gzera, and it didn't only apply to Yayin, but they also applied this gzera to the Shechita of a Kuti. And in Taptesis Dibur Maschel Ashkei Husaba Zeish Mifarshim Dechol Mokum Shu Maschel Husaba Hu Aliyo V'Yef Shaloi Mekin BePerek Bamad Melikin But Uvdi Rav Shimon Meirchai, that even though generally we could agree that in most places where it states Husaba it's referring to Aliyo Anavi, but it's not necessarily always the case, as we find in different Gemaras that's impossible to explain that's referring to Aliyo Anavi. And Taz continues, Bureish Hagrizim, Bemedrish Yesh, Shiavis Kichom, Shitman Yaakov, Tachasa Eila, Bahab Bishchem. And as the Pasuk tells us, that after Klai Yisrael killed the people of Shchem, so they took spoils, and the Pasuk tells us, Vayitnu El Yaakov, Eskol, Heanecha, Shabi Adam, the Esan Zom, Mashabos Neem, Vayitman Oisim Yaakov, Tachasa Eila, Hashem, Shchem. The Gemara now continues, Pashta the Krub, Mike Siv, that what is the Pashas of this Pasuk and Mishlei discussing, and certainly Sefer Mishlei is a bunch of parables, and therefore it is not mamish to pashas, but it is the pashas of the parable. And let us keep in mind that in Mishlei in Perkhov Gimel, Pasuk Al states, Kiseshiv Lulchoy Mes Meshel bin Tovin as Ashur Fonecha, and then Pasuk Beis continues, Visam Tesakim Bleecha in Bal Nefesh Ata. And the Gemara explains, B'Talmud Yeshu Fonei Rabbi, this Pasuk is teaching Derech Eretz to a Talmud that's sitting in front of his Rebbe, the Tani Rab Chia, and Rab Chia taught us in a Braisa that when Pasuk Al states, Kiseshiv Lulchoy Mes Meshel bin Tavin and Seshel Fenecha, and then Pasuk Beis continued V'sam Tesak Bleecha and Bal Nefesh Ata. And the Brisa explains Im Yedei Talmud B'Rabbi Sheyedei Lahach Soli Tam Bin, that if a Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe and he wants to understand what his Rebbe says, and if he will ask his Rebbe a question, the Rebbe will be able to explain it, then certainly you should ask him. And as Rashi states, when the Pasuk says Kiseshiv Luchem Es Meshel, it refers to Melchamtel Shel Torah, and the Pasuk is speaking about the Meshel, the Gadol B'Torah, and so bin shal, then you could ask him. However, v'mlav tavin is hashul fenecha. If your rebbe will not know, and therefore he'll be embarrassed by not being able to respond, then you should try to understand it by yourself. And as Rashi states, me'atzbcha va'al teshal v'tvayshenu. As the Gemara states, v'mlav tavin is hashul fenecha. Then the pasuk continued v'samta sakim b'lecha. And as Rashi explains, that this goes back on a previous pasuk that v'samta sakim b'lecha basrei d'hai kruxiv. Claim as chazik atzmecha v'atzah pichim ulshal, and you should hold yourself back and not ask any questions. However, the pasuk continues in bal nefesh ata, and as the Gemara explains, pereishi menu, and as Rashi explains, if you are bal nefesh u'misav lishal v'lam adalika, and if you want to know and you want a rebbe that can teach you, ma'itakante pereishi menu, then your only takana is to leave that rebbe and to go learn from another rebbe. And as Taisa brings down the besefer to kruksiv bal tisul matam moisav, and as Rashi and Mishle and Perikov Gimel pasuk Gimel tells us, al tisul matam moisav lo pereish mi menu v'leich lufnei rav hagoyin v'leich tivayshu b'shaglois achash lo yad l'hashiv. The Gemara now continues with another story as Rabbi Yitzchok ben Yosef shadri ravo la suy chamer beikutai. The ravo sent Rabbi Yitzchok ben Yosef to go and buy wine from a house of kuti, and once again eshchehu saba and amalei les kan shemir teira. And this older person who we just stated could be Eliyahu HaNavi, he told him that there are no shemir teira over here, and therefore you should not buy the wine. And halach Rabbi Yitzchok v'sipa dvarim for Rav Avoh. So Rabbi Yitzchok went and said this story to Rav Avoh, and halach Rav Avoh v'sipa dvarim for Rav Ami Rav Asi. And Rav Avoh went and told this story to Rav Ami Rav Asi. And it was at that point that they decided that the kutim should be treated like goyim gemurim. The Gemara continues and is bothered lamai that what does it mean that they went and they made them like goyim gemurim, as ilish chitav yain nesach mehasim gazu b'rabbanon, as if you would tell me that the gzir was that the shchita is pasul, the wine is yain nesach. However, as we previously saw, these were already asur based on the gzir of Rav Meir as well as Rav Gamliel. And the Gemara responds, inu gazav lekiblu menayu asur Rav Ami Rav Asi gazav lekiblu menayu, that even though Rav Meir and Rav Gamliel initially made a gzira that the shchita, which is a din deraisa, is pasul, and they even asked that yayin based on the hakana of yayin nesach, whether at that time it was a gzira that the tzibur was not able to accept, and people were never makabel. However, at this point, Rav Ami and Rav Asi and Rav O got together and they made a gzira, and at this point it was accepted. And as Rashi points out, the kiblu menayu, that loy she'elu gedelu me'elu, that the reason why they accepted the gzira is not because Rav Ami and Rav Asi was greater than Gamliel and Rav Meir, elo shebederu shuva meir like rutzel kabel leim lifresh minakutim lufishar yugilim behem uvederu shuva Ami yefshalom lifresh, that during the time of Rav Meir and Rav Gamliel there was still a lot of interaction between Jews and kutim, and therefore we couldn't accept this gzira. However, the facts on the ground changed by the time of Rav Ami and Rav Asi, and therefore they made a gzira and Klal Yisrael was able to accept the gzira. And Ayin Ramban nearly mishum de inu avagazubu mishum miyuta v'le kibbul minayu de savala rabbanan de lechaish limuta, that the reason why they didn't originally accept this gzira is because initially this gzira was only based on the din of Rav Meir, who is chayesh lemuta, as it was only based on a miyut of the kutim. However, v'deris achrenu niskalkul akutim v'shava mukulkolim liyas roi v'mechza, and therefore even according to Rabbanan that not chayesh lemuta, there was still a reason for this gzira, and therefore they accepted this gzira. Ayin Mufarshim will point out that according to Ramban, the Lashon HaGemara makes a lot of sense, as initially the Saba quoted the pasuk that only mentions a bal nefesh, and therefore this din was only regarding a bal nefesh, as we're only going with your mayor that was chayish lemuta. However, in the second story, this older person told Rabbi Yitzchok ben Yosef the less kan shemir teira, and it's mashma that there's no one that's shemir teira, and this iser and concern is no longer based on miyot. And lechiri lefida for gzira, if we're chayish lemuta, then certainly by klai yisol there were people that oiv davei dezara, and why don't we say that we have to be chayish for all klai yisol, and we should ask the same thing by all of klai yisol? However, certainly that's not shver, as even though a mayor is chayish lemuta, however lemuta demuta lechayshidan. And in addition, we just stated that initially they didn't accept this gzira, and therefore it makes sense that previously the Gemara stated Rabbi Yechon ochel mishchita skuti ve'af Rabbi Yisi ochel mishchita skuti, as that was before Rabbi Asi made this takana. However, initially Rabbi Asi did not accept this gzira of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us remember that in Masechtas Erevin we learned that there's a din of Eruv v'chatzeros, and we know that the definition of a chatzar is where there were a bunch of houses that surrounded one open area, and the chatzar was shared by all of the houses, and certainly on Shabbos one is allowed to carry in their own house. However, since if all the people that lived in the houses that surrounded the chatzar would carry into the chatzar, some may get confused with carrying from Rishis Yochid into Rishis Rabim. So with Rabbanan, one is not allowed to carry from the house into a joint chatzar unless the bnei chatzar join together and make an eruv chatzeris. And the concept of the eruv chatzeris is where all of the yidden that are in the chatzar join together in their makna, their homes, to one person, and they leave some food in that person's house, and therefore it's considered like this chatzah is owned by one person. And as Rashi brings down, that if one of the Jews that live in this chatzah would forget to join in the Eir Chatzeres, then midrabbanan, none of the people in the chatzah would be able to carry into the chatzah. However, in order to rectify the situation, so the Yisrael could be mevatel his rishus, and although this Yisrael himself would not be able to carry on Shabbos, however, the rest of the Bnei Chatzah would be able to carry into the Chatzah on Shabbos. However, since Rabbanan did not really want the Yisraelim to live together with Goyim, so they made it more difficult for us to make an Erev when there was a Goy living in the Chatzah, and they required the Bnei Chatzah to buy the rights from the Eved Chavim and to make an actual Kenyan. And if they forgot to do so prior to Shabbos, they wouldn't be allowed to do so on Shabbos, and therefore all the people of this Chatzah would not be able to carry into the Chatzah on Shabbos. And based on this Akhtama, our Gemara continues that we just stated that Rab Amir, Rab Asi, and Rab Vo were sitting together, and the Gemara is my Ovdicham Gemurim. Then what do we mean when we stated that we consider them like Ovdicham Gemurim? And Amr Rab Nachman Yitzchak, Lebat Rishus, Velitim Rishus, that Rab Nachman Yitzchak explains that it has been negated, Dinam of Bittel Rishus, and giving over the Rishus. Uche Tanya, and as we went to the Brisa, Yisrael Mummim, Meshabbat Shabbat Bishok, Mevat Rishus, Venation Rishus, and even if it's Yisrael Mummer, and he doesn't keep Shabbos Betzina, but he still keeps Shabbos Befahesya, then he still has a din like Yisrael, and therefore, if he forgot to join the ear prior to Shabbos, then he could still be Mevatel Rishus, and someone that gurus the words, Venation Rishus. However, if there's Yisrael Mummer, She'enu Meshabbat Shabbat Bishok, then Enu Mevatel Rishus, Venation Rishus, that since this Mummer is Mechal Shabbos, even Fahesya, so then he has a din like a goy, and therefore he cannot just be Mevatel Rishus, or give his Rishus away, Mepresha Amru, and as we learned, Yisrael Mevatel Rishus, Mevatel Rishus, that we as Yisrael could give away his Rishus, or he could Mevatel Rishus even on Shabbos, however, however, the only way that we will be able to carry if a goy lives within our chatzah is only by renting out his Rishus, by making a kinyan chalipin. And the Brisa continues, Ketzad, and when we stated that Yisrael could give his Rishus or be Mevatel Rishus, so how does he do so? And the Gemara explains, Amaloi, that Yisrael would say to his neighbors, Rishus Iknuyalach, or Rishus Mevutelislach, then Kana, and this could be done, Bediba Ba'alma, Ve'enet Tzarech Lezakois, and there's no requirement to make any kinyan, not even a minor kinyan like a kinyan chalipin. The Gemara continues that previously Rab Zir was Peshel Nafshei, based on the member of Hashtub Hebdishal Tzadikim, in Akash Baruch Hu Mevita Kol Yodon, Sad Tzadikim Atzmalei Kolshkein. The Gemara now continues with a story that happened with Rab Zir as well as Rab Asi, as Rab Zir and Rab Asi Klo Lepuntika Diyoyi, and Rab Zir and Rab Asi were traveling, and they went to an inn where the owner was an Amoretz, and it was in the city called Yoyi, and Aisul Lekamayu, Beitzimam Tzumakas Biyayin, and they served them roasted eggs, which is chopped up and mixed together with wine. And let's keep in mind that Rabbanan made a gzira on demai, which is any of the produce of an amaretz, as although roiv amaretz are a maasrin, and although certainly they would take off truma gedela, however Rabbanan were choshish that they would not take off maisois and trumas maisois, and therefore they made a takana, one has to take off trumas maisois and maisois from the produce of an amaretz. Therefore Agamar tells us, Rab Zira le'ochol, Rab Asi ochol, Rab Zira was concerned about demai, and therefore he wouldn't eat from these eggs, and Rab Asi ate from these eggs. So Rab Zira asked Rab Asi that why would you eat these eggs, and why aren't you chayushish for the teruvus of yayin of demai that's in the eggs? And Amalei, Rab Asi responds to Rab Zira, lavat that toy, that I didn't realize that there was wine in this teruvus, and that's why I ate, but otherwise I would not have eaten. However, by the fact that Rab Asi actually ate from this teruvus, so Rab Zira, efshe gazu al teruvus demai, mistayim milsed Rab Asi lemech lisura, but hashto behemten shal sadikim, ein akash baruch hu mevit hakol al yodon, sadikim atzma li kolshkein, if it's really true that the chum made a gzira, even on demai that's in a teruvus and that's mixed up with other products, how would it even be possible for Rab Asi to be oivan this isid rabbanon, if we have the klal, that if behemten shal sadikim, akash baruch hu does not bring a takol to them, then certainly akash baruch hu will not bring a takol to sadikim, and because it is, nafik Rab Zira, duck for eshkach, so Rab Zira did research, and he actually ascertained that Rabbanon never made a gzira demai on a mixture of demai. The only gzira was on something that's be'en, or it is an item that's the ikka part of a mixture. As the Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, halakeich yayin lasis l'techem rayis l'techa olentes kashin l'asim antchinen adoshim l'asim resisin chayi b'shun demai ve'in tzarech loyim b'shun vaday. If one buys from an amaretz either wine to place into a fish brine or into to Alaintis, which was a type of a drink and a potion, or someone brought vetch to make some sort of a ground vetch, or they bought actual lentils to make some sort of a mixture out of the ground lentils, then all these cases, the chai mishun demai, as you're buying the item, which is be'en, and the kana of demai certainly apply to something that's be'en. Certainly, if the Amaretz tells him that he didn't take off maisa, then certainly one would have to take off trumus maisa as well as maisa. However, the Brisa continues, v'hein atzma mutarim peshin tarivais, it would be mutter to buy the actual marayas or alointis or the ground kashinin or the resisin of ground lentils, as the takana for demai was only stated on something that's be'en and was never stated by the gea taruvis. Ayin Rashi lost his altecha marayas to say for loich loli ayin zel yidei taruvis by marayas, and similarly v'chein lost his altecha alointis, which is a potion shenoysim mayim v'yayim v'shemen apasmen k'naminim v'sech zavid zara and chinin maichel shagrisim v'tavlim u'rovim boi v'chein resisim adoshim afal pish yosef kol il la'arev ho'il b'in l'yadu shel chovim amaretz b'inayu sh'loi b'taruvis chayiv l'hafish d'mai im sofiku k'gon sh'lochim amaretz v'in tzarech lo'im mishum v'aday im omel ha'mlecha lo'i f'rashti mehem. And keep in mind that although Rashi mentions tavlin, but we know that one doesn't have to take off maestres from tavlin, Rashi is just mentioning that this is one of the ingredients. However, our Gemara continues and is v'le gazu al taruvis d'mai, that how can you say that we didn't make a gzera on taruvis d'mai v'lo'i v'atanya, but we learned to the b'risa and nesil shchenta isil efay sekudei lo vashal ene chayshes l'sar v'tavlin shaba loy mishum shvius loy mishum maisa. If a person gives his neighbor who is the wife of an amaretz dough to bake or a pot in order to cook, he also gave her sar, which is the leavening agent for the dough, and he also provided her with the tavlin or the spices for what he was cooking in the pot, he doesn't have to be concerned that maybe she swapped out what he gave her in the pot, or she swapped out his dough, or she changed the sa'ar or the tavlin that he gave her for her own sa'ar and tavlin, and he doesn't have to be concerned that potentially there's a problem of maisa or there's a potential for an issa of shemitah. As Rashi states, "Ein chayshes shem echlifa v'nasna mishalah she'ein mesukin l'fi she'ein chashudin al gazal," that you don't have to be concerned that maybe she wanted to exchange her inferior quality ingredients for his better ingredients, as although amiratzim were chashud on maisos and a shemitah, but they were not chashud al gazal. And Ayin Taisis, that although Agamur mentions tavlin, and as we just mentioned, one is not chayv to take off maisa for tavlin, and Taisis states that the Banan Amid v'yishleimar the mishum maisa to come hachal like koya tavlin el asar. When we mention that you don't have to be chayshish mishum maisa, that is going back on sa'ar and it's not going back on tavlin. And when the Gemara mentioned shvius, that is going back both on sa'ar as well as on tavlin, as Taisis states v'yishleimar the mishum maisa to come hachal like koya tavlin el asar u'shvius koy afa tavlin. Gemara's question is from the next part of the Brisa, as the Brisa continues. If he specified that you should use your own sa'ar or your own tavlin, then there is a problem of maisa as well as shvius. The Gemara therefore is bothered that how could it be that it would be a problem of maisa if the whole takon of the mai was not seen on taruvais, and over here it is a taruvais, the sa'ar was added to the dough as a leavening agent, and it's not be'en, and why would it be a problem of maisa? However, the Gemara answers, "Shani hasam the kivin the kamala seli mishlichi commanded arbi yadayim dami," that over there was not initially a taruvas. He was the one who told her that she should add her own sa'ar into this mixture, and therefore it's as if he bought the sa'ar be'en from her, and then he added it to the taruvas, and certainly the issa d'mai would apply, and it's as if he was memana her to be his shliach to place the sa'ar into the dough. And as Rashi states, kivin the kamala seli mishlichi have a commercial loch yemen a kaidin taruvason va'achin sarfon dal piv asa v'nasa shluchai. But the Gemara continues, Rafam Omar shani sar v'tavlin the time of it v'time le batal. Rafam explains that even though generally there was no takana on a taruvais, whether since the sar is what makes the dough rise, that is an ikar ingredient, and the spices give taste to this cooked item, therefore it's not batal. Therefore the takana of demai even applied by a taruvis of sar. And even though our Gemara mentions the concept of bittol, this doesn't seem to be the standard bittol, as we already mentioned that takana of demai doesn't apply to a teruvais, and even if the item would not be bottle. However, as Rashi explains, the time of the bottle, lefishu misakin akol v'hu ikar. Therefore, v'afilu laka chaderim v'shalos me'ar ma'or shle nasi shlucha kishirvan aser, it would still be aser. Avayayim b'mrayis v'yayim b'beim ena ikar ayin sham. The Gemara now continues that we just mentioned that we're not worried that a guy would take the their inferior product and switch it with the Jews' better product, and were not worried that they would actually steal from a Jew. And the Gemara asks, that is it true that we're not choshish because of Gezel, but we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Tmai, that if someone is a Talmid Chacham and gives his dough to bake to his mother-in-law who is married to an Amoretz, number one, Ma'asa Shu'u Nisin Law, he has to make sure to take off Ma'asa from whatever he gave her, as with Choshesh that maybe she will switch the item, and if he would not take off Ma'asa, then there's an Issa of Lufnei Iver, as potentially she will not take off Ma'asa, she will eat this bread that is not Masukin. Number two, Ashu'u Nisin Mimena, that he also has to take off Ma'asa from whatever he takes back from her, and the reason is, as we have a concern that maybe she switched out the bread, it's possibly his bread became spoiled and therefore she wanted to give him better bread. We see that Amoretz is choshed al gezel and the choshed to switch an item. However, the Gemara responds, Hasam kidek tani taima, that the Mishnah over there explains the actual reason why we would be choshed. And as the Mishnah tells us, although generally we're not choshed that Amoretz will switch any product that they receive from someone else, however, in this case, we have to be choshish that potentially, since they have a relationship and the mother-in-law wants to make sure that her son-in-law is happy and therefore her daughter will be happy, be choshish that potentially something will happen to the initial dough and just swap it out in order to give him fresh dough to make sure that her son-in-law is happy. The Lashon of the Mishnah Masechtas Tmai in Paragimel Mishnah Vav is Hanesin Lachamaisa Ma'asa Shu Nesin La Veshu Neitun Mena Mepleishi Chashud Lachlev Esamiskalkal and Am Rabbi Huda Reitzi B'Tekon Bitu Boishim. As the Rav brings down the Mishnah is that Amr Rabbi Huda B'Yushalmim Farish to Kamaisi Nami Milst Rabbi Huda He, one should not think that there's a machlekes in the Mishnah, as even the Reish is the words of Rabbi Huda V'Hochi Kama M'Peshi Cheshud L'Hachlev Esam Miskalkel Divri Rabbi Huda Rabbi Huda Imer Roisi but the Kalis Bita Ayin Perish Mishnah is the Rambam Masechtas Tmai, where he states a similar idea as V'Ein Rabbi Huda Chelik Al Tanakama El Mevar Tamad Var Makoidmin Harai Lezer Amru Am Rabbi Huda V'Loi Am Rabbi Huda and certainly for someone that she doesn't have a relationship with, certainly she would not swap, and certainly she would not lose money, and would not give him a better product, as even if his dough gets ruined, he is not responsible, and she could say, Areshel Chol Fanecha, and Mazel Chol Gorom, certainly there's no chash that she would do so for his detriment, as Amiratzim Anach Choshen Al Gazel. We continue on Davom HaBeis, and the Gemara is bothered, Al Malichai Shinon, and are you saying that generally, Amoretz is not Choshen Al Gazel, but the prior Mishnah Masechtas Tmai teach us, Hanes Lepun Kishaloi, Ma'asa Eshu Naisin Lov, Eshu Naitli Mena, Mepleish Shechash that if someone gives his dough to bake to an innkeeper who is married to an Amoretz, then he has to be concerned that she will swap the items, and therefore, in order to not to be Oivan Lefnei Iver, he has to take off Maisa before giving the dough to her. He also has to take off Maisa once he receives the bread back from her, and although it would seem that there's no relationship between this person and the innkeeper, they're concerned that she will swap his item for another item, therefore we do see that she's Choshel Al Gezel, where she's dealing with a stranger. In Rashi, that this could be talking about dough or a pot of food, and Rashi continues, and certainly since they don't have a previous relationship, so certainly she won't give him a better item. Rashi points out that at least in the Hamrina, Gemara feels that we're not talking about a case where the dough got ruined and she's actually giving him a better item. Then this Mishnah, Masechtas Tmai, the Mishnah just states that we're concerned, while in Mishnah above, the Mishnah states, and therefore it seems clear that although Mishnah Vav is talking about a case where she was swapping for a better item, but Mishnah Hay is speaking about a case where she is swapping for an inferior item, it would seem that we're choshed Amoretz for Gezel. However, the Gemara explains, the Gemara explains that that Mishnah is not talking about a scenario where the host and guests were strangers, and the Mishnah is talking about the standard case where the Talmidim would eskest and they would eat by the houses of the local people. Certainly, although Amoretz is not Choshel al Gezel, but this wife of the Amoretz wanted to make sure that Talmud Chacham had fresh bread. Therefore, we're concerned that possibly the bread of the Talmud Chacham became cold, and the wife of the Amoritz wanted to be mative to the Talmud Chacham, therefore swapped his cold bread with her fresh bread, and that's why he has to take off Maisa. However, generally, we are not choshed that the Amoritz will swap any ingredients. Certainly, if they have no previous relationship, then certainly they would not be mative, and they would not give them better food, and they are also not choshed al gazel, and therefore they would not swap and give them an inferior product. And Rashi is bothered that if it's true that our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a previous relationship between the innkeeper and the Talmud, if it's true that she actually was swapping to give him a better product, why does the Mishnah state stomach? Why doesn't it use a term similar to a Mishnah above where the Mishnah stated and Rashi explains that since in this case the bread did not actually get ruined and it's still edible and it's just cold, so therefore the Mishnah just stated stomach? And let us see Rashi in Dibur Maschil Hasan Nami Maria Hasan Nami Lotavi Miskavenes V'Hadloi Tanaba Miskalkel Mishum Dafil E Miskalkel Nami Im Nistan Alechem Kedim Shachul Mechalafes Lei The Maria Rola Atzma Lotavi Ani Miskavenes Babi Rav Lech Chamima Ano Echel Karira Avol Nesin Lashchentai Ein Lachish La V'Lei Mechalafes Lotavi Shrei Ein Samach La Tamid Kachsanoi And Laro Nami Lechashida Gazel. That's why the Brisa that we saw 8 lines from the bottom of that Vavim Na'al Toras Hanes Lashchentai Isa Lafais V'Kedir Lavashal Ein Echashos Sa'ar V'Tavlin Shabar Loi Mishum Shvish Loi Mishum Maisa. As certainly we're not choshesh that she will swap out any ingredients for a random neighbor that she doesn't have any reason to be mative to. The Gemara now continues and is v'lechluf lecheshinon. How can you say that we're not choshesh that the wife of Amoritz would steal v'atanya? But we learned to the brisa eishes chava techenesim eishes Amoritz bizman she tmeya avolei bizman she tera. While the wife of a Talmud Chacham who's makbid on tuma certainly is makbid not to eat tmei, she can help and assist the wife of Amoritz to grind her flour. We are not choshed that potentially she will come to eat from this flour, and since when she's tummy, she's used to not touching the flour, so we don't have to be choshed for this issue. However, when she's tar, she's not allowed to assist the Amoritz in grinding their wheat, as potentially she will come to eat from the wheat, and this wheat is dmai. And as Rashi explains, bizman she'eshes chava tmeya, delek lemecha shem tishkach v'titel n'tech pia, dava she'ne musar, dekiva the tmeya, en regil liga b'mashi yisuka b'ay shem t'tamam, v'stam my medes merachiki v'lei naga, avaloi bizman she'itaya, the hell v'stam n'agaz, chashin and shem tishkach v'teichol. The Gemara now continues and brings down the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, and the Gemara's question will be from this part of the Braisa, as Rav Shimon ben Elazar imer, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar is chelik on Tanakam, and he holds, ap bizman she'itmeya loy tetroin, even when the ish is chover is tmeya, she should not help the Amoritz grind her tfua, b'plei she'chavrasa ne'senes lo v'icheles, that although we don't have to be concerned that she will actually take some of this tfua and eat it, however we have to be concerned that maybe the wife of the Amoritz will take some of this tfua and will give it to her and she will eat it and she will not realize that she's eating demai. And as Rashi points out, and we see that the Eishes Amoritz is choshed that she will steal some tfua from her husband and give it to the wife of the chaver. And as the Gemara continues and asks, the hashta mizru gazla chalufi mibai, that certainly if a choshed that she will actually steal, then certainly she'll swap out items. And how could it be that the previous braisa on Amid al Toras that lechalufi lechashinon? However, the Gemara responds, Amr Abiyasif hasim nami meri ve'amra tayra midishe ka'achol, that although generally lechalufi lechashinon, and certainly we're not choshesh that Amoritz will steal, however, even so, Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that we'd have to be choshesh that potentially the wife of the Amoritz will give some tua to the wife of the chaver, as lemaisa the wife of the chaver is helping her, and she knows that the pasuk teaches us lechachsom shar bidishai, and when your animal is working for you, then you can't muzzle him, and you have to make sure that he could eat, and the same applies to a poila as well, and therefore, since her neighbor was helping her grind her wheat, therefore it was mut for her to take some of the tfua that belonged to her husband and give it to the wife of the Talmud Chacham. As Rashi explains, v'zu hoil m'seyesaisa le'avi gezel. However, generally, where there is no relationship between the two parties, then we would not be chayshish mishum gezel. Before we continue, let us point out that in the Havim Gemara, where the Gemara felt that the wife of the Amoritz was stealing from her husband, giving the tfua to the wife of the Chavar, Rashi is bothered that although in the Havim Gemara it's possible to understand that the wife of the Amoritz is a gazlin, however, how could it be that the wife of the Chavar would have eaten this tfua if it's coming from gezel? Nayin Rashi, 6 lines before the wide lines of Rashi, the Eishes Chavar, afal pisha in a regila, loy lechel gezel, v'loy lechel davashe in a musar, chay Hashin L'Shicha, the Ovid Inish, the Minshi V'Ocho, Maidi Yavilei, as certainly someone could forget and eat something that is given to them. Avalasis L'Achirim, Ilav the Chashid of Regilu Begezel, Minshi, but certainly to do an actual action and to take something and give it to someone else, and if not for the fact that she was Chashid and she was Regilu Begezel, then certainly one would not forget and one would not do so absentmindedly. And also, let us see the top places, the Maschal, Hasam Nami, Mari V'Amra, Babi Rav Lecha Chamim, V'Na Oichel Kurira. And when we explained our Gemara, we explained the Gemara based on Rashi that the statement was Benichusa and not Betmia. However, Ayin Tesis, who's bothered, Ve'in Aloshin Mashmakain, the Mari Mashmashimur La'atzma Het La'akim Shaloi, Kamoy Mari V'Amra, Terim Midishe Kachel, and as we previously saw, Va'itram Masisin, Master Shunaisla, Vashunaitli Mena, Benplesha Shud Shemachalafes, Rabbi Yasi Oime, Einanu Achrein Laramayan, and therefore it would seem that she actually was stealing from him and she wasn't doing it for his benefit. And therefore, the Taisus explains our Gemara differently as Mefarash Rabbeinu Menachem, the Betmiya Kama, Babi Rav, Lech Chamima, Vano Eich Lekurira, Vani Terachti Bishvilai, that how could it be that he'll have hot bread and I will have cold bread if I was the one that was Matriach for him? Therefore, she'll be Mer Heta to steal from him. And Taisus continues, Avagabi Shchentai, Babinagea Regla Shachain, Ein Lachish Lechilov. Now, we are not concerned that potentially she will steal and give him inferior product, and we don't have a Chshash that maybe she'll say that how could it be my neighbor will have hot bread and I'll have cold bread. And Zok Rashi, but the as this was normal that sometimes one neighbor would bake the bread and sometimes the other neighbor would bake the bread, and this was like a barter system, and therefore she didn't have a taina that she was being matriach for free. Ayin Sham. And finally, when the Gemara brought to Brisa about Ishis Chava that techenesim Ishis Amoretz, so we explained the Gemara based on Rashi. The Gemara's Havmina is that the Ishis Amoretz was stealing from her husband, as she was stealing some of the wheat and giving it to the Ishis Chavar. Taisus is bothered that certainly that's not considered Gezel, as the Ein Zedzela, the Ein Bab Makbid, B'Davim Mu'ed, and just like we learned in Masechtas Baba Kama, Mekabel Min Anoshim, Davim Mu'ed L'Tzedakah, that one could take a small amount of Tzedakah from women, as certainly her husband is not Makbid, and certainly over here, with the Ishis Chavar is helping the Ishis Amoretz, and this is not Mamish Tzedakah, then certainly that would not be Gezel. And Ayin Taisus, how he explains our Gemara, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara now continues with another discussion based on the fact that we previously mentioned from Rabbi Zeira the concept of the Hashtar Behemtah Shal Tzadikim Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevita Kol Yodan Shal Tzadikim Atzmo LeKoshkein. And our Gemara now continues, Heid Rabbi Shua Ben Zoros Ben Chom of Shor HaMeil Lefnei Rebbe Al Rameh Sheochol Ali Shal Yerek VeBeishan. And Rabbi Shua Ben Zoros, who was the son of the son-in-law of Rameh, meaning Rameh's grandson, and Rameh was his maternal grandfather, and he was made in front of Rabbi Huda Nasi, the Rameh ate a leaf of a vegetable in Beishan, and he did not take off Maisa. And the Gemara tells us that because of this Maisa, the hit the Rebbe is Beishan Kula al Yadai. And because of his testimony, the Rebbe realized that Rameh felt that Beishan is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael. And as we will see, that although certainly by Bayis Rishain was considered part of Eretz Yisrael, however, Kedush Rishain like Hitchelas Lavai, and Beishan was not Mekudish during Bayis Sheni. And although there is a Chiyav of Maisreis even in Chutzlaretz, however, that is only a Chiyav Drabbanon, and the Chiyav Drabbanon only applied to those items that there was a Chiyav to take off Maisus Midoraisa in Eretz Yisrael. And for example, like Gur and Teresh V'Yitzar, and potentially the Shiva Saminim, and potentially all Tvua, and whether certainly Yerokreis are only Chayv and Maisa in Eretz Yisrael Midrabbanon, therefore, even Midrabbanon, there was never a Chiyav to take off Maisus from vegetables in Chutzlaretz. And the Gemara continues that Chavru Olav Echavu Beis Aviv, that the brothers and the family of Rabbi Huda Nasi gathered together, and they were not happy with this decision, as Amuloy, as they said to him, Makum Shavisecha Vavisa Visecha Nagu Ba'isa Ata Tidg Ba'heta, that how could it be that if your fathers and your forefathers were Noyik Isser, and they held that Beishan is Chayiv in Maisreis, that how could you now say that's Muta? However, Rabbi Huda Nasi responded, and Dorish Lahem Mikuzeh, Idashin, the Pasuk in Malachim Beis, that discusses Chizkiyo Melch Yehuda, who is a Tzaddik, and the Pasuk states, who Heiseh Sabamais Vishiba Samatsevais, Mechoris Sashira, Vichitat Nechashas and Cheshas Asha Asa Moshe, Kiyada Yom Mehima, Yubnei Yisrael, Mekatrim Loi, Vayikra Loi Nechushtan. And Rabbi Huda Nasi was bothered, Ef Sheba Asa Vloi Biro, Bo Yoshafa Vloi Biro, Vloi Klav Vedizar Sheba Ilam, Asa Vyashefa Birom, that since Klai Yisrael made the serpent of Moshe into some sort of Vedizar, they felt that it brought Refuah, since we know that previously Asa and Yoshafa, who were both Tzadikim, they went around Eretz Yisrael and removed all of Vedizar, so how could it be that they didn't destroy the Nechash Nechoshes of Moshe. We continue on Dav Zayin and Aleph, and Rabbi explained El Makom Nichol Avisiv Liskadaboy, that Kosh Baruch Hu made sure that they would not be able to find all the different Avodah Zarahs. And this way, even though Asa as well as Yehoshaphat were able to get rid of most Avodah Zarah in the Klal Yisrael, however, Kosh Baruch Hu made sure that some Avodah Zarah should still be around in order for Chizkiyo to be able to perform this mitzvah and to be able to be Biskadaboy and to become greater through this. And as Rashi Tapad Amid states, Makom Nichu Kshivo Beneinu Achreinu Im Loyim Matzu Malasaka Im B'mayi Godel Shmom. And Rashi states, Liskadel Liskadel. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi applied the same idea, and Afani Makom Nichu Liavoisei Liskadaboy. While it's true that initially my forefathers thought that it's Aser and thought that Beis Shan is part of Eretz Yisrael, however, they left me an area that I could have my stamp on and I could make my mark on. And keep in mind that although this is coming out of Kula, however, this is actually helping people, as ultimately people did not have to take off Meiser and they were able to eat without Meiser. Ayin Tesis and Dav Zayin and Aleph and Diba Maschol El Mokom Nichol Avisel Iskadabai. Tesis asks a question from Gemara Masechta Shabbos, where the Gemara has a similar question to our Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't answer in the same fashion. And Tesis explains V'yishlema the Bishlema Hocha Gabi Nechash and Nechesesh Lefishin Osal Piyadi But Toru Bar Yishenim V'yisvum Shal Osal Avarai. Now Bishlema over here we can understand why Asa and Yishofet made a mistake and they didn't crush the Nechash and Nechesesh and they didn't destroy it, as they thought that even though people are bowing down to it and people are considering it Avodah Zarah, but the Maisa was made by Moshe Rabbeinu through a Tzivuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they shouldn't destroy it. And ultimately Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda decided that even so we have to destroy it. Ayin Sham. Gemara now continues that by the fact that Rebbe was Mekabel the Edus of Rabbi Shua Ben Zara's, and even though it was something which was new and something which was a Dvat Hema, Zokta Gemara Mekan Lo Talmud Chacham Sha'om Dva Alacha She'im Mezichna Yisai Va'amila Im Mezichna Yisai Va'amila Im Mezichna Yisai. So we see that if a Talmud Chacham says over a Mechudish Dika Dva Alacha from his Rebbe, that we will accept his Edus and we will not question him and say they really didn't hear this. The Gemara uses three Lashonos as number one a Mezichin, and as Rashi explains, that we don't separate him from his shmua and we don't tell him to be chazar, and a maznichin zok Rashi mishaksan sdvarav, that we don't say that his words are disgusting. Some agurs a mishakarin sdvarav. Finally, a maschichin, that we don't tell him that because you're a balgaiva, therefore you didn't listen carefully to what your rebbe said, and you're really mistaken as to what your rebbe really said. And as Rashi states, maschichin loy megavoscha gramucha loyetisa aznay lishmaya. And Rashi brings another lashon, Magbiyin Misalkin Eisim Midvarav. We don't remove him from his words. And as the Gemara explains, Manda Om Mazichin Ketichsev Elizach Achayshin, that the Manda Om that uses the term Mazichin is based on a term that we find in Pashas Tzisava, but again the Eifin and the Chayshin. And as the pasuk states, Vayirkus Achayshin Mitabatoi Al Taboisa Eifin Vepsil Tchelus Lias Achayshin VeEifin Malizach Achayshin Me'al VeEifin, and the Chayshin should not be separated from the Eifin. That is based on the word that we find in Echa, and as the pasuk states, Hashem, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu will not be disgusted and will not reject you forever. And the one that had a girsa that we do not consider him a balgaiva. Tanya, as we learned to the brisa, Mishu Rabba Zechuche Alev, Rabba Machlekes B'Yisrael. Once there was an increase in baligaiva in Klal Yisrael, then there was an increase in machlekes by Klal Yisrael, and as Rashi explains the chuche lashon gavoy alev shloi dikdaku mi pi rabban kol tzarchon v'samchu alibam, and therefore it'll be a question as to the Maseiros HaTorah, and we'll stop over here.